This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:46 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. And we have been spending this particular little slice of time on a Friday every week. We are going to revisit and follow along on the path of two people trying to see their New Year's resolutions through, because we're always pretty curious about how that goes. As a recap, one of our guests, Kavin Jay, is a comedian who has said that he wants to lose weight and live life for himself rather than others. And the other person on the line is Chua Suk Ning, who wants to tend to the more positive experiences in life and make time for pleasure and enjoyment. Suk Ning is a clinical psychologist, and they are both back with us because we want to see how things are going. Kavin, Suk Ning, thank you so much for speaking with us again.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
All right, so let's dive right in. What has the past week been like for you? What did you do to keep up with your resolutions? Suk Ning, you want to start us off?
Oh, so tough, Len. It's tough to keep up with resolutions already. I'm already 1 week in and I feel like I have to be so mindful. I had one good experience. I mean, in the whole week, I think I did manage to find one good experience. It was very odd. It was me taking the bus. So I was on the bus and it was raining. I was listening to classical music. And all of a sudden, I just felt a real sense of pleasure and peace and just enjoying that moment while I was there.
Kavin, how are things going?
Well, as far as my first one, losing weight, I have some news. It's been 1 week and I've already lost the will to live. So basically, let's just say it's not going too well, because, you know, we went into MCO and stuff like that. And basically, it was very difficult for me to keep to my dietary plans because I try to reduce as much as possible. But however, my daughter is such a small eater that she leaves all her food for me to finish. So it's tough, I must say, but you know, it's getting there. As for the other one, well, I have, you know, started doing things that I want to do. I've started writing a lot more, not only comedy, but other things as well. And I've started the writing process. I've already started the process for it to be seen in places. So yeah, that it's a good start.
I was curious whether for the both of you, people have been commenting or have they noticed that you're trying to make these changes? Kavin, maybe you can start us off.
Why did I start wanting these changes?
Do people notice or have they been commenting?
No, because, okay, the lose weight part, I haven't lost anything yet. So obviously there's no comments on that. On the other side, however, you know, people, at least my wife who's here with me all the time, she noticed that I'm more busy with work. I'm doing things that I want to do. I'm more happy doing what I want to do with my own time rather than, you know, trying to fit into people's schedule and try to do, you know, other people's work kind of thing. So yeah, I mean, in that sense, you know, my wife has been commenting like how much more happy I seem to be doing the work that I want to do.
And what about you, Suk Ning?
Well, it's a very secret thing. The only listeners of this show will know. I haven't announced it to anyone I know. There are a couple of people at Relate who do know it, but then I feel like they use it to nag me, you know, when I'm not... when I'm maybe too stressed, you're like, isn't your New Year's resolution to, you know, feel pleasure? And I was like, oh. So I would say not really, but Kevin, I don't have like Kevin's really good excuse, because what I heard was basically it's your daughter's fault.
Yes.
You know? Yes.
No, 100%.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so we've kind of touched on this, but did you experience any challenges and setbacks, particularly, I think, with the stresses of the new year? Because I really feel that the start of this year anyway has been particularly special, shall we say. And how are you dealing with it? So, Kavin, I wanted to start with you because you talked about that stress earlier, right? And how it's been a bit of a whirlwind with everything that's going on in the wider world. So How are you coping with that? You know, aside from, I guess, forcing your wife to finish your daughter's food, which I don't know if that's the best solution.
No, she also very picky eater. So problem is I'm the garbage dump of the family. But no, I mean, look, it's no secret that I stress eat. And when I'm under a lot of stress, you eat. That's what, you know, it's a sort of comfort. It's like a hug within your stomach. And, you know, the best comfort food have always been, you know, the unhealthy burgers, you know, stuff like that. So it's very difficult to be stressed and also not having your comfort food that you want to. I mean, the fact that, look, I mean, as Asians, rice is very important. Rice reminds us of our mother's love, right? Because when you're sick, your mother give you overboiled rice. When you are healthy, your mother give you normally boiled rice. So, you know, it's more like, it's like that. And now, without the rice is obviously very fattening, apparently, according to some people. So I had to quit eating rice. So it's very difficult how are you going to eat chicken curry without rice? You know what I'm saying? It's so difficult.
Sukning, what about you?
Fair point. Well, I found myself agreeing with everything Kevin said, you know, how are you going to eat chicken curry without rice? How have I been coping with the stresses? I think actually doing this show already has been helpful because I have this back of my mind, you know, you're going to have to report your progress. Like, do you want to be shamed in front of everyone? So that's, you know, I think that awareness has helped. I've also started therapy again. So I see a psychologist, and that's been keeping me healthy, just having a safe place to talk about what's going on that maybe I don't want. You know, it's not that comfortable to talk with friends or family about it, but the therapist has been really helpful.
Right. You see, the thing is, the best part about choosing this whole loss of weight thing is that on radio, you can't see my progress. I can lie.
But already you look like you've lost weight. I mean, honestly. The camera puts on 5 pounds, but I think for you, the camera has taken off 5 pounds, buddy.
Listen, I sound skinnier already. It's
you do. Absolutely.
I feel like we found the perfect resolution buddies. I feel very good about this. But I just wanted to say, I mean, seriously, with the pandemic, with the MCO, everyone's living week to week. So it's Friday. It's a new week. What are your plans to keep to your resolutions for the coming week?
I think I started today by finishing up the projects that I wanted to finish for myself. And I think I just had a meeting just before this with the people who will be sharing my project as well. So that's great. I mean, there's a lot of excitement of you know, something coming to fruition, although it will take years for that to happen. But at least it's, you know, it's a first step to the right direction. As far as my diet goes, because I was so busy, I cannot cook myself. So I have to order food. So, well, you know, cheat day lah.
Every day. I've thought about this actually. I've just anticipated using my psychology skills that you're going to ask me this question. I'm going to schedule. I decided that the pursuit of pleasure never works, but you know, you can schedule meaningful things. So I'm going to have to schedule quite strictly, just time to kind of sit with a cup of tea and read a book. And within that moment of pursuing my meaningful things, to be aware of if any, pleasurable moments.
Since we do have resolution buddies, the newly coined term, and while we have both of you on, I just wanted to ask if you wanted to offer any words of encouragement for each other as we head towards the third week of January and the continuation of this show. Sukning, what have you got to say?
Kevin, you're doing a great job. You know, honestly, I think just the two things, you know, weight loss is tricky and there's so many like habits that you have to overcome. So picking one sounds good and you've already started pursuing things you like, your wife says you're happier. I think you got off to a great start.
All right. Thank you for that. You are doing a great job as well. I mean, you know, we've come to a time where it's very difficult to schedule pleasure for ourselves. And I remember those times when I was 14, I was pleasuring myself every day. But that's a different story. But you, I mean, you know, the fact that we, if you are taking time for yourself and doing things that you want to do that makes you matter, I guess, you know, all the power to you.
Yeah, and it sounds like you have experience in that area too.
A lot.
Yeah.
Sukhning, Kavin, thank you both so much for joining. We will be catching up with you next week.
Thank you.
You just heard there Chua Sukhning, clinical psychologist, and Kavin J, comedian. They are brave souls who have decided to share their New Year's resolutions with us and agree to allow us to check in on a week-by-week basis in the month of January for how they're doing. So we'll be following up with them again next Friday. We'd like to hear from you, though. I mean, how are your resolutions going? Are you also finding it challenging with the stresses of this year? You can share your thoughts with us. 7733 2900 is the number to call. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.